the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Hey, it's Never O'Clock. We're the Hot Shot Whiz Kids with Mike Lyon Jr. and Mark Dabla.
What's the matter? Are you cracking up over there?
Or
you
about to throw up?
Show must go on.
I started thinking of something funny. Not our show. Something else, obviously. Yeah. So I was thinking about how we are given too much fucking responsibility when we're on the road. I was just yelling in my car the other day.
Are we on tour?
No, the road isn't driving.
I know. They make us book the hotels. They make us make go down to the kitchen and make our breakfast.
I got to find my own prostitutes?
We're in charge of the continental, complimentary continental breakfast.
Yeah, I don't like a buffet. Serve me.
The day's in.
I got to walk in and do it myself?
Don't worry. The Hotshot Whiz Kids are coming and they can take care of the continental breakfast.
It's complimentary continental breakfast.
That was a character from our past. We were in Toronto once. The guy was really up on... He was big on that complimentary breakfast.
Yeah.
He mentioned like 8 times.
I don't know why.
And from 7 to 9 a.m., we have a complimentary continental breakfast.
Yeah, I don't know why, but when he said that, we thought it was the fucking funniest thing ever.
Still do!
I know.
It was 10 years ago, and I still do. 15 years ago.
Yeah, but... We had to try our hardest not to laugh in that guy's fucking face. Because we was like...
And then I remember that guy...
Are cracking up.
At night, he'd man the door.
Yeah, I hate how hotels do that. It's like, listen, I'm out of town. I want to check out the fucking nightlife. Now the hotel's locked? How am I getting in here? You got to knock on the door and he's just sitting there.
He had a chair. He just had like a chair from like a table.
He's his own night watchman.
He's just sitting there next to the door.
Can I come in? Is it cool if I come in here and sleep for the room we paid for?
These days... Well, I actually haven't experienced that again. And I've been to a lot of hotels, you know, I'm always on the road. And traveling salesman.
Yeah, I know.
But...
Vacuum sales. Well,
sometimes they have like a back door, which I'd go through.
Anal, you're talking
which
about?
Which you could use your card to get into. Yeah. But man, the last time I stayed in a hotel over the summer, the fucking card kept not working.
I hear that's pretty common.
I don't know if it was because it was something, you know, you put it by your phone or something.
Yeah, I hear that it's really easy for it to lose that magnetic kind of, you know.
So you go trying to get like, whoop, you got to go all the way down.
Yeah.
And then the worst is they sent like this maintenance dude up with us. We're in like, I hate that shit. It's so awkward. You have to like walk with someone you don't know for like 10 minutes all the way up to your room. You're in the elevator with them. And then.
I mean, and 9 out of 10 times, he's going to kill you.
So, seeing the sights. Yeah. Thinking of going to the aquarium tomorrow. Oh, yeah, it's pretty nice. Yeah, I never been there, even though I live 2 feet away from it. But, yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, hey, can you leave me alone, old man? Just let me in my fucking room?
Yeah, don't worry. This happens all the time with these keys, yeah. Oh, yeah, really, yeah. Okay. It's like, oh, my God. Can't you just go a separate way? That's what I would do if I was a worker, I'd be like, I meet you up there, and I'd run up the stairs. Like,
yeah, go up, you know, go to your room, I'll meet you there. Or I'll beat you there.
Yeah, I don't want to have the stairs,
and then you're fucking the doors open when you get there.
Yeah, I don't need some guy standing next to me with all this shitty small talk.
Well, odds are he's probably like an older guy, and there's no way he would beat you up.
No, he was a younger guy.
Was he? Okay.
You know, the thing is, I was thinking, similar to this, not really, I'm not befriending maintenance guys at hotels.
That's
in
my
Cincinnati,
thing. All over the schools, you know.
Well, hey, the band The Offspring, Noodles the guitarist, he was the janitor at their high school when they joined the band.
Yeah, I mean, you never know.
Now, that sounds like, whoa, what's the... But Noodles is like maybe like 2 years older than them or something.
I mean, sometimes... I mean, half the time, yeah, janitors and schools are child molesters, but the other half of the time, they're kick-ass guitarists.
They're cool dudes who play guitar. Yeah. And they have a weird name, like Noodles.
My nickname is Rigatoni. I mean, it's close to Noodles.
Mine's Penne. Is that Noodles?
It's Penne.
Yeah. Rigatoni? Oh, you already said that.
I just said that.
Bowtie Noodles.
If my name was Tony, I could be Rigatoni.
Mm-hmm.
There's no kind of noodle that goes with Mark.
Was it Fiti?
Feta?
Feta.
That's cheese.
No. What is it like baked? Ziti. That's wrong word.
Were you going to say Fiti?
My F's get confused with my Z's. We're going to have Zun today.
Do you want to go to the Foo?
Hey, you haven't done? What? Zun, you haven't done. My Z, my ass are Z's, I'm sorry.
Yeah, anyway. So, you remember what I was going to say in the beginning of the show?
Forget that. What were you saying?
Too much responsibility on the road. Because I was driving the other day and I was just so fucking angry. I came up to one of those circles or a roundabout, whatever you want to call them. And
those are the best.
No, they're the fucking worst. No,
they are the best because you don't have any stopped traffic. It's actually better for the flow of traffic. That's why they put them in.
It's not when people don't know the rules of a roundabout. Because you have, like, six cars going a row on one side. I'm like, what the fuck? I've been here. Fucking stop. You know what I mean? When people just don't understand what you're supposed to do. Hey, I was first, and I seen you come after. So I'm going to go. Now you go. We all take turns. We all go around. And as you said, the flow of traffic keeps on moving. Instead, you have all these assholes like, yeah, fuck it, I'm going. And then one guy goes, and then, like, two more guys go behind him. And then there's me on the other side screaming. Yeah. And the same thing happens at four-way stop signs.
Well, the problem is...
Enough! We need fucking lights! Why? The populace is full of idiots!
No,
Do not give us that responsibility! The problem is,
with four-way stops, is no one's ever paying attention. I don't know who's there first. I'm like, maybe I was first, who knows?
But, I mean, it's the same premise as the roundabout. Like, no lights! That's what we fucking need.
They should build a ramp so there's no intersections.
They should. And you just keep on going.
Yep.
One guy's going on top, one guy's going below.
Yeah. It cut down on accidents. I mean, the cost would be astronomical, but...
Oh, and then I hear people complaining about... And then the stoplight...
Anal itching, yeah.
Yeah.
All the time.
Well, that's mostly me. But then the people are complaining about, oh, the stoplights, they're too short when you're trying to cross the street. They don't give you enough time.
You know,
I think, hey, asshole... What do you think happens when you're crossing the street and the light changes? You all get run over, right? No, it doesn't matter how fucking short it is. We wait for you to fucking cross the street.
I was watching the show Adam Ruins Everything.
I never heard of that.
It's on the True TV. It's good. He used to be on College Humor. He's this guy with glasses, chubby guy with glasses.
Fat guys with glasses.
But he does, like... He's like a know-it-all, and it's great, because I like know-it-all. No, I'm sort of a know-it-all.
You're what? You can't even say it, and that's what you think you are.
And in this episode, he talked about cars and how up to a certain point, you know, the streets were for people and animal, you know, like carriages and stuff and subway cars.
Streets aren't for people anymore.
But then the car companies came and they had such an influence. They started changing laws. They came up with the term jaywalker, which jay was a derogatory term back in the early 1900s.
You used to call black people that.
And that's what they...
jay.
It meant like stupid or something. I forget what it was. But yeah, so he talked about how the car companies and how they pressured the governments into laws that means that you can't buy a car directly from the source. You have to go through a dealer. Like,
yeah, you know what? Why couldn't you just go to the fucking company where it's made? Go down to the factory and like, oh, right off the production line. Let me get one of those.
And he talked about how horrible cars are for like short travel or city travel. Like, there should be no cars in downtown cities. None. I think, you know, you should have just public transportation in the actual city part. I don't know, you know.
I see his point, but on the other hand,
look
walking the streets in shitty cities is not a good idea either.
Well, whatever. If everyone's doing it, it'll be safer.
I mean, there are lots of people on the street, but there's lots of traffic and lots of people.
Lots of getting rid of... Like, New York City...
And there's muggings.
New York City's trying to get rid of all the traffic by... Like, it's like $10, $15, I think, to go over a bridge in New York City.
Is it?
Something like that. I don't know. Never drove there.
Yeah, well, their wages are higher in New York City, right?
That's not the point.
The cost of living is so high.
The point is to try to get people not to go over the bridges.
Yeah, well, apparently it's not working. So you better hike that price up.
Actually,
$75. Yeah, it still won't matter. You hike the prices up on cigarettes. People are still fucking smoking.
Well, that economically speaking, there is a point of where...
I know. Like, there's a threshold where at some point, I'm not fucking paying $100 a pack
like
for cigarettes.
If gas ever... Like, remember Doom and Gloom? Gas was going to go up to like gas is going to be like $7 a gallon. At some point, some people are going to have to stop driving.
It's like, I can't afford it. Listen, I don't know how I'm getting to work, but...
If it ever went up to like $7 or $8 a gallon... That would be, you know, I live close to my work, so I'll be fine. But if I lived like 20 miles away from my work, forget it.
Well, you know what people would have to
drive,
do?
If you have to drive 150 miles a week for work, and gas costs, you know, if you have to fill up your tank costs, whatever, I don't know what it would be.
Yeah. But while you're doing carpooling, like, listen, man, we got to go on this shit together. We're all going to chip in for one tank of gas, and that's what we're going to have to do.
You know what?
Hey, I got to take the bus, even though the bus, the times and the location of the stop isn't really helping me out, but fuck it. I gotta take a bus as close to my job as possible, then I walk, and now maybe I have to wait an hour before my shift. But hell, that's what I gotta fucking do.
The thing about carpooling is, in TV and the movies, like, alright, let's pick up Tom, and then Tom comes out, but in reality, you'd be standing like, where the fuck is he? Did he sleep in? Hold on, guys, I'll be out in a minute. Like, we're gonna be late!
Plus, you don't know...
Like, all
you're gonna... What if there's no one who lives near you at your job? And then, as you said, you have to rely on other people.
Yeah,
everyone's a fuck up. Oh, I can't get up. I hit the snooze like 8 times, and oh, I don't know, I slept in. It's like, man, and you're a dick if you have, like, this is the rule. I wait 3 minutes. I'm going to be here at 7. If you're not out by 7:03. In fact, I'll give you the extra time, 7:03 and 59 seconds. Once that hits 4, we're fucking leaving, man. Don't bother calling me.
Remember I used to have the 8-minute rule?
Yeah.
I said, I'm here, and you have 8 minutes to come out, or I'm leaving. I don't know if I ever did it or not, though.
I'm not sure. But
like, that didn't count for chicks I was dating.
Well, yeah, obviously. Although they might have liked it. He's a taskmaster. He's
fuck
strict
you,
but
I'm
fair.
Leaving.
I'd be angry if you did that with me, because, asshole, I've been waiting for you for 8 hours. I think you could wait 10 minutes, okay? Mm. Piece of shit.
It's true. Oh, speaking of car things, the other day, I was going through the drive-thru.
For what place?
I think it was Wendy's. By other day, this was a few months ago.
I was utilizing the new McDonald's breakfast in the afternoon. I
haven't done it yet. Anyway.
It's beautiful.
So I was going through the Wendy's drive-thru, and the way the building's set up, when around the corner of the building, there's a little lane for people to drive. So in order for me to see if anyone's coming, I had to stick out a little bit. This guy slams on his brakes. I can see him yelling inside his car. I'm like, dude, I wasn't going to hit you, all right? Calm the fuck down.
Well, most people are pussies these days, and so they overreact to everything. Oh, God!
You almost hit me. Yeah, I almost hit you. I didn't.
Yeah, you know how that thing didn't happen? So what are you getting all fucking
worked
up over?
You're mad that something might have happened? No, it didn't.
I might have fucking murdered you. It crossed my mind to cave your skull in with my boot. But I didn't.
Yeah, I might have came on your face.
I do both. You know, it's I ejaculated all my victims.
That's a good one. It's good for the cops, too. All that
well,
DNA
yeah. Well, listen, you know they're not
don't
that
worry,
smart.
Don't worry, guys. He left all his DNA on here.
They're not that smart. You got to help them out.
But you're not.
But they'll never figure it out.
The problem is you're not in the DNA database. So if you're not a suspect,
that's true.
They're not going to find you.
Yeah. They can find my fingerprints, though. From security, because you had to be registered. You have to have a security license, and you had to have your fingerprints done.
The problem with fingerprints is, I saw in a preview of Adam Ruins Everything about how they're not really sure that fingerprints are unique. Like, that's always just been the thing. Like, fingerprints are unique, but they're not sure if they are.
I think it's kind of proven that they are.
No, Adam Ruins Everything said.
I don't know. Well, just because he said.
He cites his sources, Mark.
All right. I mean,
it's a good show.
We've been using them for a while, and it seems it's kind of been
what
su-
I've
successful.
Learned in
I know a lot of stuff is bullshit.
In the internet age is that 90% of things you knew when you were a kid
were
or your
wrong.
Parents told you were wrong.
Remember I wanted to write a book called Everything You Know Is Wrong? And just have shit like that.
That's pretty much Adam Ruins Everything.
Well, fuck it. We'll just, whatever he says, we'll write about it.
Mm-hmm.
And use his, we'll cite his sites.
And then the other day, a similar thing happened where, I don't know if the person was mad at me, but I was worried they were. I took in the turn into my work a little too wide after lunch, and there was someone else pulling out, so they had to stop because I came in so wide. I'm like, sorry.
It's a pain.
I was worried because the one day, this fucking lady at work, she comes around, hey, do you know who drives around in that silver van? I'm like, or silver pickup? I don't know. Because he cut me right off. That guy, who kills up someone? You know who drives that silver? I'm like, calm down. What, are you going to start yelling at somebody?
Apparently.
People make fucking mistakes.
I know. Well,
if they didn't hit you, no harm, no foul.
You know, everyone takes it personally. If you get cut off, You just, in your mind, cut me off. It's like, I see, oh, there's Carl there. Let me go cut him off. That'll get him. Yeah. No. For the most part, you were in my blind spot. I didn't fucking see you. I wasn't intending to cut you off. It just kind of happened. And as I did it, I think, oh, shit. Like you never cut people off? I've done it. And I feel horrible. Oh, fuck. Like, oh, shit. I almost fucking hit that guy. Like, I didn't fucking see you. Like, I'm sorry. I can't get out and write you a fucking an apology note. Because I'm driving. We all have to go on with our lives. And don't take it personally. I mean, maybe I do know you. Maybe I do fucking hate you. Odds are, if I know you, I hate you. But for the most part, you know, I don't know that many people.
You know, it was occurring to me how I have no spaces available for new friends. Now, I have spaces available for...
Well, you know, the thing is, there's a line of dudes waiting for me to die. So they can take my spot.
I have a space for acquaintances. I'll take on acquaintances anytime because
acquaintances are nothing. Those are small...
Acquaintances come and go.
They're called small talk buddies.
You know... There's no, hey, Steve, it's Mike from work. Oh, hey. I don't think we can be acquaintances anymore. I think it's just over. You know, we just don't have enough in common. Like, no one's breaking up acquaintances. It just happens.
Wait, do friends break up?
Not really. No,
they just drift apart.
But.
Unless there's a big falling out.
It's true.
It happens with white trash.
But why is the... The act of sex, all of a sudden say, oh, you have to tell the person now. It's a weird thing. I guess because...
Like if me and you were fucking, now if you don't want to see me anymore, you have to tell me?
Yeah, if we ever decide to jerk each other off and we don't want to be friends anymore, we'd have to tell each other.
You know what?
Well, you don't have to, but social etiquette is that you can't just stop talking to someone if you're dating them.
I think we can keep it pretty casual. I'm just putting it out there. If I'm not saying I want to start fucking, but if you did,
well,
I'm up for it. And hold on, just let me say my piece.
No blowjobs, just jerking off. Because I'm not really interested. I don't want any bodily, you know.
I'll use a condom when I
fuck
you.
I don't want any orifices involved, is what I'm trying to say.
I mean...
Just not for me. Do you ever... Now, this is...
All right, fine. We'll just jerk each other off. Okay.
Get back to the friendship thing, but do you ever think about if you could physically... Like, I don't know what the scenario would be, but could you physically have sex with a dude? Like, say...
If I was in prison and that's just
say
it.
You befriended Doogie Howser, Neil Patrick Harris.
Oh.
And
like
one
the character?
Thing leads to another.
Because he is a doctor.
And it's a super drunken night. Could you...
Like, fuck him?
Yeah.
Can I fuck Neil Patrick Harris?
No, I'm just using him as an example, but
yeah,
any gay
okay.
guy. Like, could you physically...
He's a handsome guy.
Could you physically do it? In the right circumstance?
Yeah, probably.
Like, if the guy, like... You know these...
Can I physically do it? I'm not...
No, no. These super hetero guys would be like... If a guy touched their cock, like, oh, no, I couldn't even get hard. But you know what?
You know, I...
There's a gay guys that could get you to feel... They start massaging you, you'd feel good.
It's like, listen... I'm not interested in it, but I mean, I could. I'm not going to say, no way. I could fuck
you're
Neil
alone
Patrick
with a
Harris.
Dude,
yeah, sure.
And all of a sudden he starts rubbing your shoulders and it feels good. I don't know. I was
well, if that's the only thing that's happening, I'd let him know. It's like, I mean, I do have self-control.
Forget about that. But do you physically think...
Like we're on a desert island?
Whatever the scenario is.
Because that's a more... In that scenario, that's it. You don't have any choices.
It doesn't matter. It's not the point.
Okay.
I'm just saying, could you physically start giving oral sex to a guy? Or jerk him? Like, it would be weird, right?
I'd rather him do me, because I can close my eyes and pretend it's a chick.
But I'm just saying, could you do it?
Yeah, I mean, I could probably... I'm sure I could. Like I said, if I was in prison, yeah, fuck it. What do you do? You know? What else
think,
you got?
I think that... I'm going to say every guy has the ability to be turned on by a guy in the right circumstances.
Yeah, sure, of course.
And they'd be like, no, 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 no. But, you know, it's a good thing that this doesn't leak out because dudes just be fucking each other all the time.
What doesn't leak out? Well, because you're not interested.
No,
you,
but I'm
you
saying...
You can fuck animals too, but I'm not interested.
Well, I'm saying that I think you could convince a dude, even a straight dude, even Mark could be convinced.
I don't know if I could be convinced. I don't think so. I don't see any circumstances where a guy's convincing
me. I'm telling
sex.
You, if a guy starts doing it and it feels good, are you going to tell him to stop?
Yeah, probably.
But why would you?
Because I'm not interested in it.
But it feels... No.
Hey, how about if a rapist uses... A man uses that your same logic with a woman? It feels good, doesn't
it's
it?
Not gonna
and
feel
she's
good.
Why wouldn't it feel good? Do you know such a thing as heterosexual sex happens? A lot, actually.
Because the circumstances, she's not gonna be aroused in any way. She's gonna be afraid. Don't start that as an example. Wait, because this is not the same thing.
Okay, how about we're not? Well, then let me take out the word rapist. A guy and a girl are friends, and the guy puts on the moves, doing the exact same thing you're talking about. But now, you're gonna say it's the same doesn't apply. Meanwhile, it still feels good. And now we're taking out the element of fear and whatever.
Well, I don't know what you're saying. Does the girl accept it or no?
No, in your premise, the guy's being convinced that he can't say no. Why would
he say he can't say no? I'm saying you've been drinking and a guy starts rubbing your cock and it feels good. You're going to tell him to stop?
Yeah.
Why, though, if it feels good?
Because I'm not attracted to
it. It feels
man.
Good.
I understand.
You like it.
I understand.
But you're saying no just because you're not you're
because I'm not be gay? I'm not interested in him. But again, let's turn the genders around.
Shut up. No. It feels it you like it.
Me playing with your pussy feels good. You like it, but you're still going to tell me no? Why? It feels good. Why would you tell me no? In that circumstance, you're going to say of course she's going to say no.
If it feels good, she's going to go. What did you That's stupid.
A woman can't be interested in a man?
I'm saying the scenario is you like it. You're saying, I like it, but I don't.
No, I mean, the feeling
you like
my,
it.
There's more to sex than just, you know, oh, it
there,
feels good. Let's do it.
Is there? Because you've said plenty of times that you could have sex with any woman. It doesn't matter if you're attracted to her or not.
Yeah, if I want to.
It feels good.
If
though.
I want to.
Why do you do it? Because it feels good, right?
If I want to have sex with her.
See, you're just like every other guy in the world. You can't get over that hump that you're having that it's a guy doing it to you. That's your whole hang up. That's your whole hang up. I'm saying same scenario with a girl, feels just as good. What's the difference? None.
Dude, you know what? I'm gonna start jerking you off. See what you do. Put your money where your fucking mouth is.
Whatever, man.
Now you're whatever. If I really said fuck it. We'd be fighting right now because your hands would be grabbing mine, trying to stop me from touching your dick. You're not just going to sit back and like, go for it, man. Let's do it. Let's do this.
I was trying to get you to admit that you're gay, but you guess it didn't work out. In the process, I admitted I was gay.
Yeah, I know. Now, all of a sudden, listen, you're up for all takers.
Listen, I don't care.
Anyone want to touch my dick, go right ahead. I don't give a fuck.
Now I'm in a relationship. I can't. I can't fuck the guys at work. I just can't.
You know what? I bet if I talked with their girlfriend and said, would you mind if I fucked Mike? She'd give me a pass.
Nah, she'd think that. She would be okay if it was a handsomer gay guy, but not you.
I don't know. I you know what? I'm going to talk with her. Yeah. I think we could work something out.
All right. Well,
a little bit of bribery. I don't know.
I mean, if that's what you want to do. But anyways.
No, that's what you want to do. You went on this whole rant.
It wasn't a rant.
Are you kidding me? Listen to it later on. Listen to it again.
It was an Ask Mark situation.
Uh-huh. Sure was. It was a Mike's Wish situation. Mm. Jesus. Man.
So speaking of
guys fucking me. I know.
I went to I'm not, though.
All right.
I don't.
Whatever. Go on with your thing, man. Whatever.
I don't think I could do it. I think I'd be too grossed out by a guy's penis, to tell you the truth. I just think I would.
A little bit of backpedaling, but go on.
No, that was someone doing something to me. That's different.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm actually the same as you, probably. Probably.
All right. What were
Have you
saying?
Ever been with a girl, then you just stop because it would? You're like, I can't do this. This is gross.
No, maybe I can't do it because I can't perform, but for lack of trying.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so I went to the local outlet mall, and to I was in the market for some new sneakers.
You know what? I need to buy some shoes. I want to buy some dress shoes. Nice shoes.
Who, you?
Yeah.
You being serious?
Yeah.
What the fuck do you need those for?
Because the ones I have are like beat up.
What are you going to? You going to some formal engagements?
Yeah, you know the shit comes up, weddings and things like that.
Yeah, I don't go to weddings.
So I do need some, like, good... Because, like, my old dress shoes, I don't know why I got on this kick, but for a while, I was just wearing them around, and now they're beat to shit.
You're like wearing shoes?
Years ago, with you! Like, you know, some kind of, you know, shiny kind of Skechers-type things. You know, shoes. And I would wear them. I remember we went to the fair. I was fucking wearing them.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know what foot fetish does.
Yeah, you're not paying attention. And yeah, now they're fucking beat up. And when I have formal things, I still wear them because they're the only shoes I have. But they're really
billionaires like wear sneakers with their suits.
Yeah, I know. Well, people know I'm not a billionaire. Most
that's the billionaire look. Like Robert Kraft, the Patriots owner. I was looking at him on the sideline. He had his suit on and his sneakers, a pair of white Nikes. Yeah. Like, it doesn't even look good, but it's the way it goes. Well,
yeah, you're rich. Hey, I'm a billionaire. You know what I do? I took a shit in my pants and smeared it all around because I'm rich. What are you going to say about it?
So anyways, I went to the mall, the outlet mall near us. Yes. And because even though this outlet mall is a fucking scam, you'd think...
You're not really getting a deal?
Nothing. Half the outlet stores in the outlet mall are just regular versions of the stores. Like, you go to the Adidas store, everything's like full price, or the Nike store. Yeah, they got some sales. But outlet to me means you're getting something for like $20. You're getting something like 80% off.
I'm under the assumption like at an outlet store, this is everything the shit we have left there, over. Everything out in there is a fucking deal.
Yeah, because it's all shit we have left over from last year. Didn't sell.
Yeah.
But in reality, yeah, you might get 20% off or something. But for the most part...
Well, yeah, you can get that in a regular store, too. I don't need to make a special trip.
Like, they have Saks off Fifth Avenue type thing, which is, you know, that fancy store. The jeans are like 100. They're on sale, but they're like $120 on sale. You're
fucking out of your... I buy $20 jeans, and they're good jeans.
Yeah, there was this guy I know who was talking about how he spends like over $100 for his pants. He's like, well, they're worth it, these pants.
I'm
like,
they're worth it? Look, you know what? Compare your pants to my Massimo pants that I bought for $25 at Target.
They are nice. These are dress pants. They're really, really nice. They're comfortable and everything, but I don't need something like that.
Yeah, but you know what? You can get a cheaper version that's exactly the fucking same for a fraction of the price.
No, these were like... Yeah, these were fancy pants. You could tell.
They're fancy pants.
Fancy dress pants. They're like this weird like stretchy material, so they're really comfortable. But I'm not
wool is more expensive.
It wasn't wool.
No, I know. I'm saying
futuristic like polyester or something.
Yeah, but I'm saying, you know, how fancy is it? Because wool is probably more money. Like a wool suit.
Nobody likes wool because it's itchy. It's better to get the man-made
materials. No, I'm just saying, you know,
man-made materials are more breathable and.
I'm not saying one's better than the other. I'm saying one's more expensive than the other.
All right. Yeah, that's why.
Your premise was, you know, how expensive his shit is.
Yeah. Did you ever pet a sheep? It feels like sweaters.
Yeah, it's awesome.
At the fair, I was touching it. I'm like, oh, hey, touch that sheep. It just feels like a sweater.
You know what we should do? Or some
smelly ass sweater.
Not me. Someone who has a sheep, paint his, dye his wool to like Bill Cosby sweaters.
Well,
wouldn't
I'm
that be
gonna,
good?
My sheep isn't a rapist, so.
No, but wouldn't that be funny?
We gotta think of someone else.
And this is my Bill Cosby sheep.
No, Bill Cosby is done.
It's still funny. He's still relevant. He's still in the news.
Yeah, everyone's making everyone think of my sheep's a rapist.
That adds another level.
Yeah, he slips things in other sheep's drinks. Don't drink from that trough. Don't.
He's bad.
So anyways, it turns out I have no idea what my shoe size is. Because a few weeks ago, I was at another shoe store, and I used their contraption. I'm like, man, that's like... It says that I'm a little under a 9.5.
Were you using the wrong side? Were you using the chick one or something? Or wait.
No, that would be bigger.
Yeah.
So I'm like, that's... Because for years...
Are you using that wrong? Your feet aren't that
small,
dude.
Over the years, I'd get shoes from 9s to 11s. And it would always, like, I'd go by what, like, because a lot of times you go for a shoe, like, I really like the shoe, but all they have left is a 9 or an 8. Like, well, it sort of fits, so I'll take it. You know, you have to cut the toes off, like Tom Hanks did in
Castaway.
Or they look like clown shoes. But you know, the weird thing is, I'm 6'2". But I have, like, average feet, so it's weird.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Average is 10. If you're, like, wearing 9, that's small.
I bet you your feet are, like, when was the last time you used the contraption?
Since I was a kid?
Yeah.
But I always wear, I mean, I wear 10s and they're comfortable. Yeah. I'm not, like, swimming in them.
Well, that's the thing, but I'll go up to that later. But I think if you used the contraption, I bet you'd have, like, 9s, 9.5s, too.
You know what?
You should, next thing you go to, you see one at the store.
No, but wait a minute. Try. How did you read it? You might have read it wrong, because it's not just where your toe is. You got to give yourself some space. Now, if your foot, your you know, the longest toe is to the 9.5 mark, you wear 10s. You don't wear 9.5s. You got to give yourself some room.
Well, the thing is, you got to go by shoe, because all shoes are sized differently.
Yeah, like, but these, I'm just saying though, if you just
these
see
shoes
your,
I bought, these sneakers
don't
I
wear
bought
that.
First, I had 10.5s because for some reason in Puma boxes they put the UK number first, and I was confused.
Fucking simpleton.
And so I got 9.5s, and they're a little. I can't tell. You think now, but back in the old days when we were kids, the shoe guy would put them on for you, feel your toe. Like,
yeah.
How do they feel? Are they comfortable? It was kind of creepy, but it was nice, you know?
Yeah, that's
they have
certain.
That kind of
you know
attention.
What? They'll, if you ask them, they'll still do it.
But this fucking guy at the Puma store, he's like, what is this, 9.5 okay? I'm like, I guess. I was like, hey, man, as long as they're comfortable. That's all he said. Like, he didn't tell me, like, they should be this. Like, you should have this much room. Like, how much room are you supposed to have between your toe and
well,
the
like,
end of the shoe?
Like I'm saying, because I know, because when I get school sneakers for my son, the guys do help. You ask, hey,
well,
can
when
you
get
this?
Kids' shoes, you should always get like a little bit bigger because they
well, they grow into it, yeah. But even for regular people, you don't. I mean, if you got just enough, you know how
I
you
know.
Even
you,
blisters
that's why
and
you
got to
go buy the. That's why buying shoes online is a pain in the ass because you never know what you're gonna get.
Yeah, well, you know the thing is, even if it's a little snug, you know you break them in yeah. and they're.
But
fine.
I'm saying, what's how much space are you supposed to have between your toe and in the end of the shoe?
You know what?
That's what they always used to do. They'd feel your toe for your toe. Like, whoa, your toe's right at the end. You gotta
if
get
you're,
bigger.
If you're...
Or, man, you got like 3 inches in there.
I would say...
You can store shit in the end of the shoe.
Just so you're not... Your toe isn't touching it. Right. You know, like, just enough. For an adult. Because if there's a lot of space, obviously, what the fuck are you doing wearing a shoe that big? And if your toe touches it, it's going to be uncomfortable. You're going to be rubbing around. You're going to have blisters.
Hey, rubbing is racing.
Cold trickle. Days of Thunder.
Oh, you know
that
the best
awesome
part?
Movie.
He presses credit. The cash register opens and says paid in cash. Exactly. And I'm like, well, we're all set then. I go to him.
Listen, if he doesn't understand how things work,
he's like,
I guess.
Whoa. Hey, he says over his headset, hey, Steve, can you help me out? Something weird happened. Like, I didn't even swipe my card yet.
Like, no, it went through.
Very strange.
I'm good.
Yeah.
And I steal shoes now. Anyway, HotShowWizKids.com, Facebook, Twitter,
yeah, in the city,
YouTube.
They always steal expensive shoes.
Ooh, tell a friend we're thieves.
Although, I always had the cheapest shoes, so no one really wanted to steal. Like, hey, don't be stealing my McGregor's.
Oh, you know what? I know we're ending the show, but apparently not. There's, like, all this, all these new alarms are all over the place. If I'm at like at a Family Dollar, as soon as you walk into the kind of pharmacy type section with like the Tylenol and shit, alarms go off. I was in a convenience store today. I open up the cooler to get me some of my monsters. Alarms go off.
Hey,
so people steal everything. Everything's fucking alarmed.
These are city places, right?
The convenience store was the one next to you. It was on the way here. Yeah, so there you go. HotShotWizKids.com. Everyone's a fucking crook.
You're lonely.
What?